Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Take That Worry and Shove It, the Worrywart and Funkmaster's guide to decreasing and downright eliminating the worry and funk experienced in life. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Blackcherry. This show centers around practical and reasonable things that you can do, we all can do, to better handle those pesky nuisances called worries. What's a Worrywart and Funkmaster, you may ask? It's actually rather simple. They can be anyone and everyone, as we all get to feeling worried and funky from time to time. Some of us, the true Worrywarts and Funkmasters, do it more often than others. You know who you are. This podcast is about shifting the worry barometer, alleviating the funk, and essentially, feeling better. So what do you do when you're in the midst of a worrisome situation and you just don't understand why it happened? Perhaps you were laid off recently. You work your butt off to do well, to receive promotions and commendations from your employer, only to receive a same day, "Goodbye, we won't be needing your services anymore, we're downsizing" notice. Generally, it's not easy being human, and it's definitely not easy being human in these times of massive change in the world. In my first episode, I noted I have a bachelor's from BAASC, broke as all hell college, and a master's from FASU, frustrated as hell university. That was my joking way of saying, I get it. I can relate. I've been in quicksand worrying and wondering how I would get out of it. I've been in situations where I was in fear of losing my apartment even. I've paid more rent than I care to remember on credit cards. I've opened PayPal accounts to transfer money from credit to my checking account to make sure I had enough in the checking account come time for the automatic deductions on school loans and car payments. I know the feeling, and I'm in deep touch with my clients and friends who are generous enough to let me tell you their stories on this podcast. So what do you do when you're in the middle of a situation that elevates your heart rate? Something where you feel you did everything right, but it just didn't work out. Maybe you are presently in the middle of a situation, you just feel really helpless. Well, today's technique involves projection, and it's rather simple. When you're in the middle of feeling frenzied, no matter how much or how little frenzied you feel, I want you to project yourself into the future, realizing that everything comes together at exactly the right time, not a minute before, no later. Sometimes certain doors close for specific reasons higher than what we're able to comprehend at the moment, but you have to believe that it's all good. Why? What's the benefit of thinking the other way? Here with this technique, you're going to remember past occurrences when a problem you had worked out. You're going to think about that situation that worked out and really get into the place of feeling the relief you had when everything came together. Now you're going to take that sense of relief and peace and place it onto your current situation. Basically, you're aiming to be the calm in the eye of the storm. Easier said than done, I know, but here's why I can say this. I'm going to give you two examples. The first one will exemplify why worrying is unnecessary and useless, while the second example provides a situation where the above projection technique was utilized. For the first, I'll use my client Jessica as an example. Jessica relocated to Los Angeles in 2006 from Pennsylvania. She had been working for a company that had offices in Los Angeles. She needed a change of pace, weather, and scenery, and chose to completely uproot her life and start anew. It was an exciting and pretty scary time, but this decision had been made. All the paperwork was in play, and it was time to go. She was planning on making the move out west with an approximate 2,500-mile drive cross-country in her vehicle with all her belongings. One night after an exercise class, she was driving back on the expressway in Philadelphia. She felt particularly wonderful as she was on her way home. The exercise class was amazing, and she had plans to meet up with a few girlfriends at the movie theater for a fun, relaxing, and enjoyable evening. It was drizzling just a bit, and she ended up taking an exit that she normally doesn't take, but she felt so inclined to do so that day. She was stopped at the exit stoplight for 10 seconds when she glanced quickly in her rearview mirror to see bright lights and a huge object propelling itself towards the back of her car. Shortly afterwards, she felt intense impact. Tires screeched and the front of her car moved a few feet forwards into the back of the vehicle in front of her. Her head slammed into the steering wheel. Needless to say, Jessica was incredibly dazed and couldn't believe she had just been in a car accident. She stepped out of her vehicle, walked towards the front of a car and saw scrapes and bruises on her baby. Then she walked towards the back and her heart sunk. Her vehicle was completely totaled. Jessica ended up undergoing therapy for her neck, back and foot and had to get a lawyer involved since she was injured medically. She ended up contemplating whether she should wait a few months before moving, and she was concerned that her injuries would prevent her from ever partaking in physical fitness activities again. You see, Jessica loved to keep active. In fact, one of her doctors had advised that for one of her injuries, she should stop partaking in high-impact activities altogether. Jessica couldn't understand why this had happened. She was feeling so good. Life was finally changing for the better, and then this huge accident happened. She was worried nonetheless, but she persevered. She ended up just postponing her move to 2 weeks later to take care of the pending lawsuit she was filing against the other driver and to remain under supervised medical treatment with her doctors. Now, fast forward about 10 months later. Jessica has adjusted to her new life in Los Angeles. She was seeing a wonderful chiropractor who inspired and empowered Jessica to continue exercising and to work towards becoming completely physically active again. And here's the clincher. Jessica ended up with a very respectable law settlement. With the money from the settlement, she ends up taking an educational course that had always intrigued her. Through the course, Jessica meets her best friend, her significant other, and the course itself provides a sturdy foundation on which to pursue a successful career. In hindsight, Jessica would have never taken this course and reaped all the benefits had she not had the money from the settlement to invest in her education. So, it worked out. Now, I understand that all situations don't work out, and that it may be difficult to think such hunky-dory about things. But here's where being a conscious individual comes into play. You are the master of your thoughts, not the other way around. Now let's analyze what worry is. It's a feeling of doom and gloom, right? A feeling that is immediately prefaced by thoughts of helplessness and hopelessness. Your mind is going on and on about a situation that you believe will not turn out in your favor. Now, why does worrying help us? Actually, it's our mind's way of delusionally exerting control over an uncontrollable situation. So there is some immediate gratification from worrying, as misplaced as it may be, but it is gratification. But you see, energy flows where attention goes. When was the last time you had a breakthrough idea by worrying? When was the last time you felt good as a result of worrying? It causes stress, hypertension, and a whole lot of ill side effects. So when the feeling of worry hits us, why don't we engage in something different? Why don't we do a technique instead to move the feeling barometer a few inches from worry-filled tension to feeling better? To put you in an easier mood, choose your reaction. Because it is that from that place of ease, trust, and letting go that miracles happen. That you are free to brainstorm solutions or see the opportunities that are truly in front of you. And also to realize that even though you may have no control of a situation, rather than fight it, live in a place of acknowledging that not knowing and not controlling is perfectly okay. This podcast is about upping the quality of life, Auntie. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Now, I said I had a second example for you. In this one, I actually apply the projection technique in the midst of being worried, and the results were pretty astounding, if I do say so myself. See, I had a meeting scheduled a few days ago. This one was at a restaurant 15 miles from my home in the middle of the afternoon, and I was running late. A lot of important information was to be given at this meeting. I anticipated being only about 5 minutes late, but then I got caught in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I was beginning to get upset at myself for leaving the house when I did, not planning my route fully beforehand, and of course, getting to this place late. I began to get worried and flustered with the thought of missing vital information. But then I acknowledged that I was allowing my mind to wander way too much. I realized that I was feeling like crap and I decided to control my thoughts. As I sat in my car in the middle of this hectic traffic, I exhaled. I projected myself into the future. I imagined myself walking into the meeting at the precise right time, that I would receive all the information that I was meant to receive, and that if I was arriving late, then the information I received earlier was most likely not to my benefit, or basically I could do without that information. Well, guess what? Not only was I placed in an easier state of being, but when I arrived to the location, the meeting hadn't even started because the organizer was waiting for a few more people to show up. So essentially, I arrived early even though I was technically late. So, my challenge for you, my dear listener, next time you find yourself getting flustered and worried, can you stop to realize, hey, I'm worrying here? Then think back on a situation that worked to your favor. Or better yet, create a favorable outcome from the situation you are presently in, as I did when I was running late for my meeting. Can you practice becoming master of your thoughts to shift your negativity and ultimately raise your vibration? You know something? I think you most certainly can. We've come to the end of another show. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you today, sharing with you one-on-one. Feel free to ask questions or leave comments on this podcast's webpage at www.takethatworryandshoveit.com. I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast via the webpage and also on iTunes. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to Take That Worry and Shove It. I'm your host, Dr. Violet Black Cherry. Until next time, please, go take that worry and shove it.